unless some of them that was helping Mama in the kitchen, and I'm a black one, they'd eat it if it's left.
Yeah. The inside parts of a pig or a calf you might eat?
Liver.
Yeah. You know what haslets were?
No.
Liver and lights? Or?
We like liver and lights. In fact, make a hash out of it, of hog liver and lights. About all day and season it.
And then what would you do? Would you grind it up?
No, just chop it into real small pieces.
And that's?
Liver hash. It's called.
That would be the pig?
Pig.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And that's good.
It is good. We had some... soil conservation meeting the other night, a week or so ago. This old gentleman we was giving a plaque to honor said, and when he came in, he and his wife that night, they were both up in the 70s, 75 or more. They'd killed two pigs that day. And I don't know, in the course of conversation, my wife, his wife said they didn't care for it, and if we'd come the next day and get it, and we did, and so she called all her kin folks, and there were about 12, 15 of them that Saturday night here, they came in and ate it. She does it once or twice a year. Our cousins, and has one aunt by marriage that's still living in the winter. They're all over here. Well, I guess it'd be 2 weeks tonight. I think it was 2 weeks ago tonight.
Now, when you eat chicken, there's a piece that the children
pulley bone, wishbone.
What is that? Is there any story behind that piece?
Oh, yes, of course, if they was young girls, unmarried girls, they would always want to pull that, and they'd eat it and want to pull the bone and see which one was going to get married the first, I believe.
What was the big piece? The big piece, was that the...
Wants to go get married, I believe, first.
House and land, or there was one, we had a little story, house and land story.
Sure enough. Well, I don't believe it went that far, but I remember when I was small, of course, some of the older cousins coming in, or my mother's sister, those would be there, and that would take place. Unmarried members of the family.
Yeah. Your mother's sister.
Yeah, she had a sister when I was, two of them that was not married and I was real young. One, the youngest one, came very often. She lived with the oldest brother. Of course, mother and father and all dying like they did. She was a baby.
Yeah. Did y'all raise wheat around here? So.
No, really didn't. They did during, but just before the Civil War, but during all my period, the period of time that I knew, known anything about it,